expectation, the author of hope. The author of hope, verse 13 that we read this morning, begins now, the God of hope. You know, hope comes from God. He is the one that we can have that hope from. That's why biblical hope is that confident anticipation, because it comes from God. And God never changes. Therefore, that our hope that is in Him is confidence. God is always true to His word. In Hebrews 6, 18 and 19, it says that God, it is impossible for God to lie. And Titus chapter 1, verse 2 says, God which cannot lie promised eternal life before the world began. May I say this to you this morning, that the world lacks hope, our society lacks hope, because they have rejected the God of hope. Therefore, they are lacking, sorely lacking, in hope. Ephesians 2, verse 12, we won't take the time to look at it, but it's talking about before we were saved, and it says this, without God, having no hope. That connects the fact that with God, we have hope. Without God, there's a lack of hope. Why? Because He is the author of hope. Verse 13 shows us some accompaniments of hope. Notice what it says, that you may abound in hope, but it says the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing. There's accompaniments of hope. Along with that hope comes those two wonderful things called joy and peace. Joy is a deep-seated gladness and calm delight that transcends whatever else is going on in our life and in our world. It's the reason that in Philippians 4, verse 4, the Apostle Paul could write, rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice, when he was in prison and the people he was writing to were in great afflictions and strife and troubles. It's the reason why Paul and Silas could sing praises at midnight in a Philippian jail cell where they'd been placed for their faith with their feet fast in the stocks. They could have that joy because they knew that the people who had been saved, that lady who was saved, the woman who really was the catalyst for them wanting Paul and Silas taken out of the way when she got saved, that woman was saved for eternity regardless of what happened to them. So they had a joy because of the hope of salvation in the people of Philippi that had been saved. It allowed them to sing praises and pray to God at midnight when they were in the worst situation physically that you could imagine to be in. It also brings peace. True hope brings peace to our hearts. Again, Hebrews 6, 18 and 19, it talked about that fact that God is impossible for God to lie. Also says that our hope is a strong consolation. That word consolation means comfort. Because God will do as He says, that brings peace. And so there's a peace that comes with hope. Say, okay, we've seen what hope is, and we've seen where hope, who hope comes from. How do we get it? The acquisition of hope. Where do we get this biblical hope? Well, first of all, the Scriptures. If you look at verse 4, it says, whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we, through patience and comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope. Hope comes from this book, the book you're holding in your lap. That's where we get hope. The Old Testament was written to give us, in addition, of course, the New Testament, to give us hope. Psalm 119:49 says, remember the word unto thy servant upon which thou hast caused me to hope. So the hope comes from the Scriptures, but our text in verse 13 reminds us that hope is in believing. You have to believe the Scriptures for it to equate that hope to your life. You have to have the belief or faith in the Scriptures. It comes from the Scriptures. It comes from the Spirit. Also, it comes from the Holy Spirit is the one who brings us hope, because it says in verse 13, as we read, that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit is the one who applies the Word of God to our life. When we believe it, we have that hope. And so the Holy Spirit gives us that hope. And the presence of the Holy Spirit in our life, Christian, every day is that which gives us hope for each day. Romans 5:5 says, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Jesus said the Holy Spirit was our comforter, who would teach us all things and bring the Word of God to our remembrance. So the Spirit brings hope. We have hope from the Scriptures. We have hope from the Spirit. We also receive hope from the support of others. Brother Wood mentioned that this morning a few times, how we should be thankful for one another. But look at verse 1, Romans 15. We then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves. Let every one of us please his neighbor for his good to edification. The support of others is that which helps us to have the hope that God wants us to have in our life. After my stroke in 2018, I was laying in a hospital bed in Freeport Hospital. And one day, two people walked into the room. I didn't know them before they walked in. I had a lot of visitors who did know me, but those two people didn't know me, nor did I know them. They knew one thing about me. I'd had a stroke. They were people who had also had strokes. They were with a program with the March of Dimes called Linking Survivors. I'm still good friends with one gentleman. He is English, and he's a car guy, and we kind of hit it off just because of those two connections that we have. But you know, when I'm laying in my hospital bed, seeing two people walk into the room, I couldn't walk yet, they walked into my room, and they told me that they had recovered from stroke sufficiently that they could walk around and go visit people. You know what that did? That gave me, in that bed, hope that I could walk again, that I could stand behind a pulpit sometime, that I could carry on with my life because they were carrying on with their life. Now, some things that they could do. My friend Martin, who's still a good friend, the English fellow, he drives. He drives me to my exercise program twice a week. I'm still not able to drive. That's why he needs to drive me still, because I can't drive. So it's not like our life is exactly the same, but it gave me hope that there's life beyond the hospital bed. No, Christian, we as believers can help bring hope to other people. What a wonderful thing that we can bring hope to those in despair. We can do it by sharing the gospel with the lost. We can also do it by supporting the weak, as we just read in verse 1. And hey, we all have weak moments. We all have weak days. So when we say them that are weak, it's not that, you know, everyone is always strong or always strong. Sometimes we have weak days. We need one another to be the strength on that day. We can do this by bearing one another's burdens. Now, what Galatians 6 says, bear ye one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. Galatians chapter 6, verse 2. We don't take the time to read Hebrews chapter 10, verses 23 to 25. We often quote Hebrews 10, 25. Not forsaking the assembling of yourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. Verse 23 talks more about that encouragement that we need to be. That's why we gather together. That's why live stream is great, but live stream will never replace the physical congregation, because you can't shake hands with somebody and say, hey, how you doing, brother? I'm praying for you over the live stream. Well, we put the comments in the chat, and yeah, they're encouraging sometimes, but it's not the same. That's why God says, listen, I want you to meet together, not only to hear the preaching of the word, not only to worship me in song, but also to be an encouragement one to another, to give one another hope, because, you know, sometimes we're going through tough times, tough days. We don't know what everyone else is facing some days. Sometimes we know what people are going through. Sometimes we don't, but I can tell you this, that many times when I've been having a tough day in my recovery from stroke, and even prior, just tough days in life, that the encouragement of a Christian in the house of God has given me hope to just take that next step and keep on going the next day. So the support of others is certainly a wonderful way that we can acquire hope. I wanted to think as well this morning about the abundance of hope. Did you see what it said in verse 13, our text, that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost? Sometimes we think hope is that little bit of that little light at the end of the tunnel that somebody has very disappointingly said is the headlight of a train, right? But no, the light at the end of the tunnel, we talk about that. We sometimes think, well, I can just see a small light at the end of the tunnel. It's enough to keep me going. But God says that you may abound in hope. That gives me the picture of the whole tunnel is full of light. not just a little light at the end, but a whole gleaming amount of light filling the tunnel, the abundance of hope. You know, when we have the abundance of something, we have lots to share with others. You know what happens at potluck lunches like we'll have this afternoon? We bring extra of what Pastor told us, to bring enough for your family and to share. When we have abundance, we share because we have lots. You know, when we have realize how abundant our hope is, we can share it with others. We have lots to share with other people. What a wonderful thing it is to have hope that we can share one with another, an abundant hope. So what is the available hope? What hope do we have today in closing of the message? Well, I think primarily and most significantly, we have eternal life and salvation. Titus 1:2 says, in hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie promised before the world began. 1 Peter 1:3 says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Talk about abundant hope that brings peace and joy. We can have the certainty, the confidence that when this life is over, heaven awaits. That's an abundant hope, my friend, and you can have that hope today. When I had my stroke 5 years ago and I was in hospital, you know, I didn't realize at the time how close to death I was. But when I did realize how close to dying I was, I said, boy, I'm glad that if I had, I'd be in heaven. Because I didn't expect to have a stroke on March the 18th, 2018, or to March 22nd, 2018. I had a headache the day before. Lots of people have headaches every day. Thankfully, I've never been one to have very many, but I didn't expect that the next morning I would be very nearly dead. But when I was at the hospital here at Grand River Hospital, the doctor wrote on my chart he'd never seen anyone survive such a bad stroke. That means I was at the point of death. When they sent me to Hamilton to have life-saving surgery, it was to save my life. I nearly died that day. But what a wonderful thing to have the joy and peace that if I'd have died that day, I'd be walking on the streets of gold today. I wouldn't be missing you. I'm sorry. I wouldn't be missing you. I'd be looking forward to seeing you again when your time came. That's what I'd be looking forward to. So eternal life and salvation. As I shared with somebody just recently, as I gave them a gospel tract, somebody I was talking to about possibly buying something, I said, you know, I want to give you this because it not only can tell you about heaven, but what I've been through in the last 5 years, I don't know how I would have made it through if I hadn't had the presence of God. And the presence of God is a result of my salvation. Daily presence of God in my life, that's hope, my friend. Eternal life and salvation are indeed a lively, abundant hope that brings joy and peace. There's also another hope that we have as believers today, and that is the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ. Titus chapter 2 verse 13 says, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself a ransom for all, and so on. It tells about salvation. You know, my friends, Jesus is coming back. We sang about it this morning, didn't we, in that song, when Christ shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. Well, joy can fill our heart today because that day is coming, and it might be today. Maybe today is the hope of the believer with the imminent return of Christ we believe in, his catching us up to be with him. Heaven will be unfathomably amazing, but to go there without dying, wow, that's a hope that's worth considering. And again, it may be today. So eternal life and salvation is available as a hope. The glorious appearing of Christ is our hope today, and our destiny to be like Christ is also our hope today. You say, what do you mean by that? Well, we often quote Romans 8:28. We know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them that are called according to his purpose. Take some time later on today to read the rest of Romans chapter 8. Because it goes on from there to say in the next verse that we'll be conformed to Christ. And then it goes on from there to say that nothing can separate us from the love of Christ. You know, our destiny to be like Christ is a hope because it tells us that God is lovingly using the circumstances of our life, both the good and the bad, to bring about his purpose of conforming us to the image of Christ. And nothing can stop that, and nothing can separate us from God's love in doing that. Being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ, Philippians 1:6 says, and Philippians 2:13 says, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Then 1 John 3, verse 2, which kind of tie these two thoughts together about the return of Christ and our destiny to be like Christ, says this, beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. What a wonderful hope we have today in salvation, in the return of Christ, and in our destiny to be like Christ. Hope is sorely lacking in our country and our world today, but abundant hope is available even in 2023 in Canada and the rest of the world. My question to you is, do you have hope? Not wishful thinking, but a confidence in the future. Do you have the hope of salvation? Are you saved today? Do you know that if your life ended, and it could today, as I full well experienced myself back in 2018, very unexpectedly, would you be in heaven? Would you be walking the streets of gold? Would you be face to face with Christ your Savior? If you would go on the streets of Kitchener today and said, do you know that if you die today, you go to heaven? You know what most people would say? I hope so. What would they mean? They would mean, my fingers are crossed, and I'm thinking that it would be quite likely, and I would like to say yes, but I don't know for absolute sure, but I think so. I hope so. But my friend today, you can have the Bible hope that that would be the case, that if you die today, you'd be in the presence of Christ. Because you can know on the promise of God who cannot lie that you have eternal life. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's the promise of God. Sirs, what must I do to be saved? Was the cry of that jailer that had put Paul and Silas in the prison cell. And probably had heard them singing and praising God and thought, boy, I want what they've got. So in the morning, when he was about to kill himself for thinking that his life was ended because all the prisoners would have escaped because the doors were open, he cried out, sirs, what must I do to be saved? What did they say? Give to the church, do good, give money. You know, no, what did they say? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved and thy house. In other words, it was the same for his household as well. He couldn't get saved for his house, but they had to do the same thing, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. The rest of the chapter tells us, goes on to tell us that he did that, and so did his family. And they not only got saved that night, they got baptized. They had the hope of eternal life that night. And you can today before you leave. And I encourage you to talk to one of us before you leave today. And if you're watching online, you'll see that the pastor gives a plea, the post-sermon, post-service thing to reach out and trust Christ as your Savior, because that's what we're here for, to give hope. We want to give you that hope of eternal life. We can't give you the hope. We can tell you how you can get it through the Scriptures from the Lord. Christian, do you have the hope of his return in your life? You should be thinking every day, he that hath this hope purifieth himself. The Bible says you'll live right if you're thinking Christ could come today. That's what it's all about. And the hope of your destiny to be like Christ, that God is working in your life, working in the circumstance, just like he worked in Joseph, as we've been learning out on Wednesday nights, circumstance of Joseph's life, to bring good, he's working in your life to bring about his purpose. You can have hope in that today. And then, Christian, are you seeking to share that hope with others by giving the gospel to the lost, by encouraging fellow believers? If you have hope in Christ, rejoice and let that peace and joy fill your soul. If you're lacking hope, Christian, spend some time with God and in his word, asking you to give you understanding so you can have that hope and joy. Romans 8, 24 and 25, I'll leave you with these two verses to close. For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Hope. Yes, we can find hope in difficult times. It's very much available. I have it. How about you? Do you have that hope today? If you don't, please talk to one of us and we will help you find that hope. Christian, maybe you need to spend some time at the altar this morning and talk to the Lord and ask him to refresh that hope in your life and look to the Lord. Brother Wood, come and close the service with our song of benediction.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Wyatt, for that message. That's what God has for us.